You're listening to your Tabo podcast.
Hey, podcast.
You are listening to your podcast.
You are listening to the Tabo podcast.
Welcome to the Tabo podcast. All I can say is Animal Crossing. Let me flex a little bit. If you're watching this on video, this is the Animal Crossing Edition Nintendo Switch.
Turn it around. Show off the colors.
I know all of you want this. I have it in my hands at least, because it's actually not mine. It's our producer Diane's.
It sure is.
I can't believe you bought this.
I spent 2 days and several hours walking alone in two different parts of Seoul trying to get it.
Well, okay. I've been seeing on the internet that Animal Crossing is a big, big, big deal.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that you guys listening right now have been playing for a couple weeks now, right? And I actually haven't played it because, you know, from my one of my previous episodes, the gaming episode, I actually was sort of against this game. Ideologically, right? Like
you didn't like the idea of chores.
Well, you know,
it's like Sims. You loved Sims.
Well, my assumption, or my I don't know, it's sort of from judging from what I've heard about this game, like the premise of this game. Mm-hmm. So a raccoon basically enslaves you, right? With debt.
In a very cute way.
Well, you know, doesn't matter how cute this raccoon is, okay? Yeah. No raccoon's ever gonna put me in debt, okay? And then make me work it off. What kind of a messed up premise is that, right? Which is the reason why, like, when I heard that this Animal Crossing thing is coming out and it's a big deal and everyone's excited about it, I was like, why is everybody excited to play a game where, like literally a raccoon, you know, forces you into debt so you can pay it off by, what, getting fruit off trees?
Yeah, well, this version is a little bit more sophisticated, but you're going to love the fact that basically he has you basically build a town.
Oh, now you have to build a whole town?
On an island, yeah. On a deserted island, you build out the town and you're in charge of like the neighbors and stuff.
What are the consequences here? Like, what if I don't do it? What if I just roam around and I just don't do it? Like, is there like a time limit?
Mm-mm. There's no interest rate.
Is there a penalty?
No, there's no interest rate. It's just like you don't get certain things then. You don't like unlock certain abilities or things you can make.
Oh, so it's a loan without interest at all?
You have no deadlines, due dates. You can pay it off as you please. And,
okay, that's pretty ironic that a raccoon is, well, at least from what you just told me, is way more humane than, you know, school loans.
Most landlords.
Yeah, like actual reality.
Yeah.
But still, you know, I don't know. I just don't get it. But I just turned this on and it looks pretty fun.
It's so nice.
I've actually been playing Luigi's Mansion 3 a lot.
I love Luigi's Mansion.
Haru really likes that game, but she's really scared. So it's basically like, except for like the two-player mode, it's the story mode is for one player, right? But she has me sit next to her because whenever something scary is about to happen, she throws it to me and I have to finish that part and then give it back to her.
That's literally what I do.
Okay. So
we think the same.
So
as
Diane,
Gemini.
You're happy that you think the same as a 9-year-old.
We've established that she is quite mature for her age.
Well, anyways, so I'm playing this game as I'm doing this podcast right now, and you can design your own character?
Yeah.
Really?
And you know what's even better? You can design your clothes, and people of older audiences have been really taking advantage.
Dude.
You can make face tattoos, and there's someone…
You can turn yourself into Post Malone?
Yeah, you can. You literally can.
Okay. I love any game where you can like design your own character. Okay. A long time ago. Okay. So I'm not into games as I've explained many times. But Mithra is a big, big, big gamer. He's always been. Right. And he once had this game like Def Jam Wrestling.
Oh.
I don't really get it. But it's like they combined like hip hop artists with wrestling. Okay. And I think it was Def Jam Wrestling. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
He's the perfect build for that.
All I remember though… All I remember though is that… you can design your own character. And like… I'm not sure if you can design your own character. But you can get like the gear. Like chains and stuff like that. And we spent most of our time like… just souping up our character instead of fighting. We only fought so that we can get the money to soup up our characters. And that's… I explained before in a previous episode, but like, that's what I do in GTA. Like, I just like changing my character, you know? And any game that'll let you do that, I get into just for that reason. Like, there was like a, what do you call those? Like, MMORPG?
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, like,
is that on mobile?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. It's like, it's on mobile too, but like, it's like, you know, like Warcraft.
Okay, yeah.
World of Warcraft. Anyways, there was a Dragon Ball MMORPG game. And at the time, everyone was playing Warcraft. Like, I think it was just… I think they call it WoW.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mithra was really into that. And everyone around me was really into that. But no one was playing this Dragon Ball game. Right? And only I got sucked into it because I found out you can design your own characters and you can design them any way you want, but they look like the Dragon Ball characters.
Ooh.
Like the artwork.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, you can design your own? And I spent so much time designing my own characters and I spent some money too because I had to get like some outfits or some boots and stuff.
Yeah.
And I spent way too much time on that game. And it was really lonely because none of my friends were playing that. And I was like, hey, can you switch over to this game? Because like, let's all be in the same world. And they all refused because they were playing WoW. Mm. Another game, that there's, Everybody's Golf on PlayStation.
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
It's a golf game with like these cute characters. Okay. So it's like… It's a golf game, but it's very arcade-like. It's not like professional golf.
PlayStation 1?
PlayStation like…
2?
4. 3 or 4. And the point of the game is to golf. But you can… Again, you can design your own character. And I spent way too much time like designing my own… Like, so these characters are small and they have big heads. So they're really cute, right? And I spent a lot of time designing Haru. And I also designed a little Kurt Cobain.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into designing my own like music icons. So I made like a John Lennon. I made a Tupac. And I spent way too much time on customizing these characters. But what I'm trying to say is… If you make a game where you can customize your character like to the point where you can just create anything mm-hmm. or any person,
mm-hmm.
I'm in. Well, it doesn't matter that a raccoon is trying to take over your like, you know, finances.
This game is all about personal customization because you have a whole house you customize, a front yard, and you get to customize your neighbors' houses.
Okay, I just went into like a… Is this a house or a mausoleum?
Oh, that's a museum.
Okay, well, the entrance to this museum looks too much like a mausoleum. Do you know that? Like, this is freaky. And there's an owl in here.
Yeah, that's the curator.
Can I punch him?
No. He's sweet. He talks a lot. His name's Blathers.
What? Can you speak a little faster so I can understand what you're saying? Okay. Have you been to a mausoleum before?
No.
Okay. Well, Stanford has a mausoleum.
Okay.
Okay. And it's very, very freaky. And I was just reminded that like I went there one night so that I can spot ghosts, angels and stuff. Anyways, mausoleums are freaky, and the entrance to this house looks like a mausoleum. Blathers.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Thank you very much, my feathers. Why? It seems you have nothing on your person we can accept at this time. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I already gave him all the fossils. Okay, okay.
Okay, so go. An owl is telling me, okay, is telling me, a human, that I have nothing to offer him?
Unless you're trying to give her your own femur.
Hey, Blathers, you can go f*** yourself.
Bruh.
We are currently accepting bugs, fish, and properly assessed fossils. Okay, so not just fossils. It's not enough for this guy that I dig up like literal dinosaur bones from the earth. I have to have it properly assessed by like an archaeologist?
By him.
By him?
Yeah.
And what credentials does he have to do that? Is he an archaeologist?
You know what's real funny about that?
Did he take archaeology during summer school at NYU like I did?
Is a good friend of Tom Nook the raccoon.
And they've got a cartel.
Mm-hmm. And you know the funny thing is, those fossils are worth a lot of money, and you can decide whether to sell it for a lot of money or give it to him.
Why don't I just give Blathers here a raccoon fossil? Huh? Wait.
He's a father.
Let me just ask you something here because I don't know anything about this Animal Crossing craze.
Yeah.
Are people like really in love with this raccoon to the point where like anything I just said is gonna
end my career? No, that's like a huge joke about the system. He's very capitalistic, the raccoon.
Okay, so no one's gonna be like shitting on me right now.
There's two sides of the argument. Some people feel very strongly about how fair he is and how he does give you a lot for not asking for much. And another people don't like the cycle.
Look how much we lower our expectations of like… Okay, so like we're saying that… Oh, so we're okay with like humane tyranny? Come on. Okay? An animal is putting you into debt. Okay? Doesn't matter like if he's nicer about it. What is this? What is this weird looking thing at a pharmacy?
No, that's not a pharmacy. That's the Jeju Airport. Oh, so my island is called Jeju.
This guy's name is Orville.
Yeah, and he works at the Jeju Airport.
So Orville is apparently a bird mixed with a clown.
No, he's a dodo. Get it? Because they're flightless, so they have to use planes to fly.
Oh, they're also extinct.
Well, we really brought him back.
Wait, so if I take Orville out and take his bones to Blathers,
yeah,
technically they will be fossils because this is an extinct animal. Right?
I guess so.
Yeah, okay, Orville, you're going down.
No, he's so nice.
Well, he looks like a bird on Halloween that decided to be the Joker but didn't have enough makeup, so he only got his beak done.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. You know, he works 24/7 at Jeju Airport.
Is this game better than Mario Kart?
There's more to do than Mario Kart.
Okay, tell me what the craze is all about. Like, why did you go and buy this? Did you already have one?
No.
Nintendo Switch? Or
I was waiting to buy a
Nintendo Switch. This is your first Nintendo Switch?
Yeah, I was waiting to buy one for Animal Crossing Edition because I knew there would be an edition for it.
Okay, do people line up for this, like, sneaker drop?
People, I was told that a lot of people in Korea, they waited through the night. And then
this is popular in Korea too?
The line got caught off at 2 a.m. when people were trying to buy that.
What's the resale price? Is there one?
I think I've seen people resell it for online for a ridiculous price. Like up to like… $800 for like $800.
Dude, sell it.
No.
You shouldn't have opened it. Just sell it and get two Nintendo Switches.
No. I actually got like emotional.
Do they do like custom Nintendo Switches like this, like for every game or just for Animal Crossing?
For some games, so like Pokemon had one. So like there's a Pikachu version or something.
Wait, they didn't do one for Mario, but they did one for Animal Crossing?
There might be one for Mario, but I don't think it was as popular.
Well, I'm about to cross this animal right now. Cross him off my list, Orville.
It's a very cute, serene, low-stakes game.
Okay. Are there mini games?
Mini games?
Yeah.
No, it's just… The game is just like you build up this town and you get tasks. Oh, you get small
but
tasks.
Is there like a mini game mode where I can play like mini games?
Mm-mm.
Sort of like Mario Party.
No, but if you want a reference…
Okay.
I sat down on Saturday night to play it with my roommate at 7 p.m.
Uh-huh.
We glanced down and then we glanced up and it was 4 a.m.
Okay.
So…
Just to let everyone know… I haven't been paid by Nintendo to promote this game or whoever made this game.
Well, that's clear.
Okay, I am not promoting Animal Crossing. At least I'm not being paid to do it. I don't know about Diane.
Oh, I would love to be.
Maybe Diane got this from the Animal Crossing people.
No, I got it from an Ajumma at the Yongsan Electric Market.
Oh, I really want to build my own character.
You can't. You can. I think you can build up.
Can you swim in the ocean?
No. You have to. You can fish.
Well, I'm again roaming the beach and just looking out into the ocean because this is one of my pastimes.
Sometimes you'll find messages in a bottle from strangers with some life tips.
Remember, I told you like when I was playing that golf game. Like I spent a lot of time. Like you're not supposed to be doing anything other than golfing, but I did a lot of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually ended up fishing more than I was golfing. So technically it was just a fish game. What is this thing?
What?
There's an animal in a sailor suit.
Oh, okay. So he crash landed earlier today.
Gulliver.
Yeah, Gulliver crash landed earlier today. He fell out of his plane or something. I don't know.
And he didn't die?
No, I don't think he fell out of his plane. I think he fell asleep. And so he landed on the beach and then his telecommunicator broke into pieces. So I had to go find
pieces.
So he's waiting for rescue right now. He called his buddies to rescue him. So he's just waiting on the beach.
Okay. Is this game experience different for everyone else? Like there's are you guys all playing on the same? Is it like multiplayer or?
So there's certain things that are set in stone for every person. Mm-hmm. So like… He'll be there for every game and like the way you get your loan and all that stuff and you build a town is all the same. But who your neighbors are and what kind of fruit grows on your island and the actual physical design of your island, like where the rivers are and the beaches are different for everyone.
Okay, I just met Timmy.
Yeah, that's one of Tom's sons.
Oh, there's two
They're brothers.
Baby raccoons.
I think they're like twin brothers.
Oh, so they're the raccoon lord.
They're the Chebbles.
The Raccoon Lord's kids.
Yeah.
Oh, so these are spoiled little brats.
You know what? No, you know what's really funny? They call him their fearless leader.
What?
They literally be like, with the guidance of our fearless leader. And they'll like stand at attention when they say it. Talking about Tom Nook.
And no one is commenting that sounds very much like…
Like a cult.
Like a dictator?
Yeah.
Or like a cult? Noodle, welcome. What do you need today? I want to sell. Turnip prices? What's hot today? See you later. What are turnip prices? Is it like the whole like tulip craze? Boom?
No, turnips. But I don't have any turnips because the lady doesn't come until Sunday to sell turnips.
The current price for turnips is 81 bells per turnip. That seems pretty pricey. I don't know how you guys do the currency here. But 81 bells?
It's like won.
81 won?
I think that's like cents.
Is it cheap? Is that cheap? 81 bells for a turnip?
I think it's a little bit more expensive than other flowers, but cheaper than fruit.
Okay, I'm asking little raccoon here, what's hot today? And he… Okay, am I allowed to hurt this raccoon? Because
no.
Look at… I asked him, what's hot today? Right? Because that was one of the options, like… Like, what's the hot item today?
Yeah.
And he answered, the high value hot item of the day is the bonfire. Wink, wink. What is this?
Oh, yeah. So you can build a bonfire and you can sell it for twice the value because it's the hot item of the day. So you get twice the amount of bells or money than you would have to sell that. And you can build it.
Okay. Do all of these guys in this game crack like dad jokes?
Yeah. The whole game is full of puns.
Okay. I kind of like that. Okay. Well,
Sometimes neighbors are mean to you and it's kind of funny. They're like, they roast you.
If you buy this Nintendo Switch, does it come with the game?
No.
It's an Animal Crossing edition Nintendo Switch and it doesn't come with the game?
Yes, ma'am.
Does that seem… Does that not… That's like I release an album.
Uh-huh.
And you go to like a CD store and you bought the CD but inside there's no CD.
No, that's not like what it is. It's like if
that's
you.
That's exactly
it's like
what
if
it is.
I bought an iPod or a CD player and it didn't come with your CD, which makes sense.
No.
But the CD was like your design.
Okay, let's say you bought
CD player,
an Epic High Edition iPod or an iPhone.
Yeah, like that you designed.
Yeah. Wouldn't you assume that if I was releasing an album at the same time, that my album would be in it? Wouldn't that make sense?
One should never assume because you know what it makes.
Okay. Well, I like the colors. I mean…
Yeah. If you had a custom design an Epic High Switch, do you know what it would be?
Well, I would make the controllers a lot fatter. Like I would make it bigger.
Okay.
You know how the Nintendo Switch controllers are like these tiny little things?
Yeah.
When you take them out?
Yeah.
But I would… When you take them out, I would make them much bigger so that they would… fit Mithra's fingers, right? Because I can't see Mithra playing with this, right?
Yeah.
So I would make them at least 10 times bigger, first of all, right? And then on the back, you know, Animal Crossing Edition has like all these like, you know, Animal Crossing related art.
Yeah.
I would put two cuts on the side here, like right over here, and it'll be like, "Where's Waldo?" Right
under the left joystick or something.
Yeah, like you have to look for two cuts. Okay, and yeah, and I would put like maybe like symbols from our albums all over the place.
Yeah,
but most definitely, like I would make the controllers much bigger,
okay,
so that it would be able to be, you know, used, yeah, by Mithra Jin.
We're putting it out into the universe.
Yeah.
That's the secret.
You know, I have a Nintendo Switch now, right?
Yeah.
Like I was saying. So, we have Mario Kart. We have Luigi's Mansion 3. We have Mario Party.
Yeah.
And we also bought Let's Dance.
You guys didn't get Overcooked?
Oh, we have Overcooked 2.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I remember…
Yeah, Overcooked 2. Which is driving like us crazy. That game is super hard.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, we're trying to make a hamburger. And like, it would have been much easier for us to actually just make 100 hamburgers.
Does How to Get like Tatape with you?
Yeah, How to Get's really stressed. No. I'm actually much better at it than she is. So I get really tatape with her. And I'm like, Haru, the thing is on fire. I'm trying to put it out. Can you put it down?
Yeah.
But anyways, like the we couldn't get past the hamburgers. So we were done with Overcooked 2. And then she was like, let's get Let's Dance. Or is it called Let's Dance?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Let's Dance. And they have Billie Eilish's Bad Guy on it.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And she's like, play this with me. So I'm like, okay. And… We don't have it connected to our TV. So we have it like on top of like the kitchen, whatever. And we're each holding one controller and playing this, you know, bad guy dance thing. So we're basically doing the bad guy dance. The problem is if any of you have played that game or have seen the Billie Eilish, like that choreography is… It's just like arms all over the place. Right? And just going nuts.
Yeah.
And we're playing, but because it's not connected to a TV and we're both trying to see off this tiny little screen. We had to be kind of close to each other. Mm-hmm. And we're doing this dance and she kept hitting me in the face. She's like, she's like, I'm the bad guy. And I'm like, how do you just punch me in the face?
She just gets mad at you one day. She's like, father, let's play Let's Dance. Just anyways, to get her aggression out.
We also did the Twice dance. Twice Fancy is on there.
Fancy.
And that almost, you know, knocked out like three teeth. Very dangerous game if you're not playing off of a screen.
My brother and his wife play Overcooked together as their like nighttime bonding thing. But I think my brother just ends up getting mad at her.
Your brother and his wife?
Yeah.
Your brother's married?
My brother's 10 years older than me with two kids.
He has two kids?
Yeah, two babies. A 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
He has babies?
Ew.
Ew. He's married?
Ew.
Lame. You know, kids don't have… like, kids don't really understand, like, age.
Yeah, they don't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't have any grasp on, like, how old someone is. So they'll say things like… They'll look at somebody and they'll be like… You don't look that old. How old do I look? And they'll say like, you look 78. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I have some kids that are like coming up to me and they're like, how old are you? And I'm like, how old do I look? And they're like, 14. And I'm like, that would make me 3 years older than you are. Which makes no sense, kid. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I used to want to… My brother asked me when I was 6 years old. He was like, if you could be any age, how old would you want to be? And I was like, 18.
Because you thought that was like…
adult.
You thought that was like the limit.
Right? I just knew…
The upper limit of how old a human can get.
I knew in the States that was the bare minimum to live on your own. So I said 18.
Yo, when I… You know, like… When I was 8… I think when I was 18…
Mm-hmm.
My brother's like 8 years older than me, right? And he's like… I'm like, how old are you now? And he's like, 26. And I was like… Oh my God.
You start gagging.
I'm like, he's so old. Do I have to start prepping? Like, do I have to start prepping to say bye to this guy? That's like, I literally thought that anything over 25 is like super old.
How old were you when you thought this?
Like 18.
Okay, well, that's extreme.
No, but really, like, I was like, oh my God, in 8 years, I'm going to be this dude's age. That's crazy. That's like never going to happen to me.
Yeah.
You know? Here's the thing. Like, the reason why I'm mentioning this age thing… What I'm realizing is that… that age gap thing is no longer as big of an issue as it was back in the day. And here's my reasoning. Okay. So, there's a lot of pop culture. There's a lot more pop culture being shared by everyone now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Like, because of social media, like YouTube, and just, you know, like where everyone gets their information. Because the platforms are similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everyone is using Instagram for different things, of course. But because we're all there for our information or Google or whatever, I think there's just a lot more that is being shared by multiple generations that the age gap thing is not as big of an issue. Like, for example, back in the day, because I told you my brother's older than me and my sister's older than me, right? I really just did not know what they were into. I mean, how do you know if you're not hanging out with them, mm-hmm. right? Like, where do you see what they're into or what their age group is into? And vice versa, they had absolutely no idea what I was into because where can they see what I'm into, right? So, but now because everything is sort of like all in the same place, like it's very possible for very possible. Well, anyways, it's way more possible for someone that's like in their 50s, for example, to be playing the same game as somebody that's like 15. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like, I like how you gestured to me.
Diane is not 15, guys.
No.
Okay. We don't have a 15-year-old doing all this work. Okay. But what I'm saying is, you know, like I see, for example, like the shoes that a lot of kids are into, right? There's going to be someone that's like 48 or something that's wearing the same shoes, right? Because they're all into the same brand. And this is really bridging that age gap thing where before, back in the day, like it's just unthinkable that that would happen.
There's a lot of older people on TikTok. Did you know that?
Okay, that's kind of weird.
It's like a whole category and it's very weird. It's like 10% wholesome and the rest is just weird.
Okay, that's just weird.
There's like people who announce their divorces on
TikTok. Okay, don't announce divorces on TikTok. it ain't it. Like,
you know what that is?
Yeah, it's
not it.
You don't announce divorce. You don't get divorced on TikTok. Okay? You can do many things on TikTok, but not you don't get a divorce on TikTok. You don't work out your problems like that. Okay? That's just not how you do it.
I want my landlord to evict me via TikTok.
That
they're like, move, bitch, get out of the way.
that I will accept.
Okay.
Okay. But a divorce? Come on. That's just not. Okay, here's my thing with TikTok. Here's my story with TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so back in the day, like years ago, okay, this was when Eddie Nam was not managing me. Okay, it's just some guy that I knew because I met him at Coachella, okay? And he came to visit me one day when I was running this label called High Ground. He came to visit me because he was interested in like, you know, the things that I was doing. And he's like telling me, hey, you should make a Musical.ly account. And I was like, what's that? And he's like, it's like you go on and, you know, you make this short like lip sync video or whatever. And I'm like, so it's like Vine. And he's like, no, it's not. It's like, this is what all the kids are checking out. And I'm like, but I'm not a kid. And he's like, but you have a kid. And I was like, good point.
Checkmate, brother.
Checkmate. So, you know, I was like, what the hell? This guy's like telling me to make it. So I made an account. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then told no one about it. Right. Because it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
Right. At the time, well, I felt like it was embarrassing because I didn't know what it was. So I made an account and Haru found out and she's like, let's make something and post it up. I posted it up and I was like, I just didn't feel comfortable using it, so I deleted it. But one day, and I had nothing on there. But one day, I go in and I have a shitload of followers for some odd reason.
Yeah,
I never told anyone about this, but it just happened.
Mm.
Okay, and I'm like, oh my God, like, do I have to do stuff on this thing now? And just as that happened. Just as that was happening and I was trying to figure out if I should use this now because there's followers, TikTok bought Musical.ly.
Yeah, because TikTok's a Chinese company.
Yeah, and they bought Musical.ly and well, whatever company it was, bought Musical.ly and turned it into TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then TikTok became a global sensation. Okay? And I was like, okay, so if they bought Musical.ly, maybe my account is still there, right? And I still have all those followers. I go in and it was gone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? They just got rid of it. They like reset the entire thing. Okay? And the reason why I went in there was to… Well, first check if it was still there. And also to check out what this, you know, what this craze is. Okay? So I go in and immediately I turned it off and deleted the app because… So I felt like I had walked into a a dance party that I was not invited to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is the same feeling I had.
Like I got the wrong address or something. And I walked in and I was not supposed to be there. And like I like not only deleted the app. Like I went out and I was like… Because like the minute you go in… It's just…
It's aggressive.
It's just like… Immediately it's showing you content that you didn't subscribe to. Okay? And I go in and it's just like going nuts. Like just people just going crazy. And I'm like, what is it? I left. And then I deleted it and I like literally put the phone down as if it was hot. Okay?
It's like… Tala, why is your phone cracked?
Yeah. And then one day TikTok contacted me. And they wanted to like have a meeting with Epic High. And I was like, for what? And they wanted to do like this… you know, finding a musician. Like finding the next star. Kind of like audition thing. And they wanted me to be a judge. Right? So they came. And they're like, we're gonna… You know, this requires you to make a TikTok account. And… and then yeah, and they're explaining this and I'm like, I actually don't know, like, you know, if it's cool for me to like have a TikTok.
Yeah.
Right? So I ended up not doing it.
Good call.
But I noticed that Eric Nam has it.
He's going nuts during quarantine. I don't know what's happening.
What is that thing he was doing with like text me?
Oh, so that's another new craze in the U.S. with celebrities. That's not just him. It's a lot of people.
What?
They can make like a number, like a U.S. number.
Dude.
That like they…
Been there, done that.
What do you mean?
Yo, you guys are so late to the game. On Epic High's 9th album, We've Done Something Wonderful. This was released in 2017. There's a song on there called Us Against the World. Okay, 어른 즈음에. At the very end of the song, as the music is like, you know, fading out, there's like a phone call that, you know, someone is making to their friend, and their friend's number has changed. And the automated thing reads out the person's new phone number. Like, this phone number has changed. You have to contact them at this number. Okay? And people heard the song when the album dropped. And some people like actually texted this phone number. And they got a text back. Okay? So I've never really talked about it. But so we got a phone. And we… Actually, the number was real. I'm like… The number was real. And people could actually text this phone and get a text back. Okay? And it was… You know, sometimes it was me. Sometimes it was Tuca. Sometimes it was Mitra. And so it was… It was like… We were doing this thing where like… you know, we were blurring the line between art and reality. In a way, right? Mm. So been there, done that. That was like… That was like… That's so 2017. Okay? And now… now you guys are all doing it?
Listen, quarantine be crazy. People are trying to figure out what to do.
And,
be productive.
And it's not even like you got an actual phone. And you're like paying money to do it. Okay? You guys have a service? Come on.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. Okay.
Did you actually like fully reply to people on that phone? Like who used that phone the most out of all of you?
Well, here's the thing. The song is about… the song is like a message to an old friend. Right? To old friends. And how like… You know, everyone's busy becoming an adult. Like, you know, you don't have time for your old friends anymore. And that's really sad, right? And so… When people texted this number, they would get a text back that was like heartwarming or like inspirational, right? Because, you know, like even though they don't actually know the person that's at the end of the other phone, it's like sometimes, you know, you need a friend and you need like, you know, nice, kind words. And that's what our that whole secret project kind of was. So sometimes it was me, sometimes it was Tukas. I don't know what Tukas texted back. But we actually, you know, responded to a lot of the texts. Mm. And then we had to get rid of the phone because, because we got so many texts eventually. Mm-hmm. And phone calls that it was costing us way too much money. Okay. So after like a year, I think, we got rid of it.
Do you think someone out there just got a new phone and they just randomly got that phone number and they're being like, what the heck?
We actually, I think, kept the phone number alive and we're still paying for that.
Oh.
So that the phone number wouldn't go to someone else. Because just for that reason. Oh, like, okay. I don't want someone ending up with that phone number and having…
Being like, I'm Tableau.
Yeah, having… well, having the worst, you know, life ever. But because seriously, like, there were like… At one point, we were getting like, you know, like 1,000 messages per hour.
Oh my God.
Like once the word spread.
Yeah.
You know, we never announced that we were doing this. We just, it was just in the song and people had to figure it out on their own. And, but it was fun, you know?
Oh my gosh. Comment below if you listened or if you listened to that song and texted that phone number.
Yes. Stream the song. Stream the song.
Was it a Korean phone number?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was… We actually got a cheap iPhone for this purpose. And we had to carry it around in our car. And like, it was… Sometimes it would get really confusing. But anyways, we did that. Okay, so we're talking about Animal Crossing today, right?
Well, yeah, sure.
And I think Animal Crossing, again, going back to like… I think this is a… good game for me to play with Haru.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I was really against it because of the message that it sends out to the world. Okay, I'm looking at Diane's character. And I don't know. Will it hurt your feelings if I'm…
Okay, well when I first started the game… Okay, you're, I like to complain. I got immediately defensive.
You're already getting defensive.
When I first started the game… I had a shaved head, a flower on my hair, and an apron dress.
Okay, you guys can check out the character here. okay, first off… okay, promise me first that you're not going to get defensive. Because this is just a character. It's an avatar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Honestly, kind of generic.
Yeah. Today I was going…
Yo, you're bijasso, dude.
No?
You're bijasso right now. You are.
My hands are just clenched and shaking.
And are you wearing yellow Crocs?
No. Those are socks and sneakers. No?
Okay. These they look like yellow Crocs. And what does it say on your shirt?
Bonjour.
Bonjour?
Bonjour.
So your character is French?
She wants to be.
Again.
She's a penne.
Again. Kind of generic.
My name's Noodle.
And I'm assuming that the name is Noodle because you have these bangs that look like noodles, right?
No, I told you when I first started the game, I had a shaved head.
Mm-hmm. And you have this tiny ponytail. I don't know.
You don't think it looks like me?
What kind of outfits can you choose?
Like, oh, you can make your own outfits. Some people dress up as like cosplay. So some people dress up as like Neo from the Matrix or something.
You can do that?
Mm-hmm.
How many outfits are there?
So, if you go online, you can type up Animal Crossing and the type of, like, reference costume you want, like any Marvel character, and you just scan a QR code and it automatically registers to your thing.
What? How do you scan the QR code with this Nintendo Switch?
So, because you know how Nintendo Switches can be online, like have Wi-Fi?
Can you be Thanos?
Yeah, you can.
Can you be Scarlet Witch?
Probably, yeah.
Oh my God.
People are like characters from
I need
Witcher.
To leave immediately. I need to go back to my daughter at this moment. Oh yeah. My God. And you, so you scan it with your phone or something and yeah. Then it goes into your account?
Yeah. There's like QR codes that you can connect.
You can do all of that but you put your character in a shirt that says Bonjour and yellow Crocs?
Have you ever… Looking at me right now. Looking at me
generic
right now on how I drive. Have I ever come across you as someone who's into fashion?
Why don't you put her like into like your favorite like movie character or something?
I have a cat head, like a little like a hat that makes me look like a cat, but I only wear it when it's raining.
Dude, can you get a hoodie that says Balenciaga?
You can make one, yeah, and I'm sure you can scan a QR code.
Okay, I'm making two cuts with this. All I need is a black hoodie with huge Balenciaga on the back so that everyone can know what brand you bought. Okay?
Okay, well, first things first, what is the name of your island going to be? Because they ask you right away when you start the game. Do you know what island?
Well, all I know is that I'm not going to have oranges there like you do.
What? Oranges, Jeju.
Dude, that's halabong.
Yeah, halabong.
What I want on my trees is… can you have like fantasy stuff?
No, it's…
Can I have gold? Can I have money? Can I have money trees?
They are money because you sell them for a lot. They are halabong or oranges,
mm-hmm.
peaches, apples, pears. There's coconut trees.
Oh, coconut.
Yeah, I already said apple. Oh, cherries. That's
Yo,
the other
have
one.
You had coconut juice like that they sell at the convenience store? You know, like coconut water?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, you weren't disgusted?
I like flavored coconut water, like pineapple coconut water.
Okay. Back in the day, when it first came out, I was like, ooh! Coconut water! And I chugged it, and then I chugged it out. Like, I don't know if I got the right brand.
That was also the day you asked your brother how old he was.
No.
You're just wisdom. No.
This was like recent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty disgusting.
I don't know.
I got the wrong brand because I looked online and a lot of people like coconut water.
Yeah, it depends.
The one I had didn't taste like water or coconuts or nuts.
Or cocoa.
Or cocoa. You know?
Or wah.
Or wah or purr. Okay? It did taste a little like purr.
Dude.
Okay. Anyways, maybe I got the wrong brand. Okay. So
you're already just staring dead down at the Nintendo Switch. You're not even looking up at the cameras.
Yeah. All of you that are listening right now, you can go back to your lives because I'm playing this game. Animal Crossing. I wasn't paid by Animal Crossing or Nintendo Switch to promote this game, but if you're at that company, I'm just letting you know I could be paid. Like, I can be paid by Animal Crossing or Nintendo Switch. I am not being paid to talk about any other content that I talk about on this podcast. But I can be paid. Our podcast can be bought. The Tableau podcast is for sale, okay? We can be bought very easily, okay? I'm just letting you know. We have integrity, but it doesn't have to stay that way. Anyways, thank you for listening. See you next week.